Can we read Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22? Listen very well. This is thus saith the Lord. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? What is the answer? There is balm in Gilead. There is balm in Gilead. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 is the answer for now. It's talking about Christ, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. That tree is the cross. That we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. And he added, by whose stripes ye were healed. The healing balm was released to us through the cross of Calvary. The overcoming power to overcome any problem. When we say healing, healing is not only sickness of the body. Anything in your life that is not as it should be, it is sick. If your marriage is not as you want it to be, it is sick. If your finances are not as it should be, your business is sick. Sickness is sickness, including your ministry. Some people's ministry can be sick. Every aspect of your life that is not as you be, it is sick. And the healing for that was provided on the cross of Calvary. When you hung on the cross, his last moments. John 19, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, Jesus said, what did he say? That statement is not the way they talk about. The problem that started from the Garden of Eden, that was the day it was settled. The problem that separated man from God, it was that day that problem was settled. What did Jesus say? What did he say? And what did he do? He bowed his head and did what? And gave up the ghost. So that you can understand Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. You need to understand. Verse 10 and verse 11. Let's read from verse 10. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. What does he accuse us? He's accusing us of every sin you have committed and every reason for him to continue to dominate our life and control us. And verse 11, see the overcoming power. Verse 11, hallelujah. Verse 11, the brethren. Whose brethren is he talking about? Whose brethren? Whose brethren are we? Now they read the Bible. Whose brethren are we? The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the first among many brethren. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. He is our elder brother. Amen. Hallelujah. And they overcame the accuser of the brethren. The accuser overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. The overcoming power is again to the cross on Calvary. that blood that was shed on the cross on Calvary. What is he accusing us? That you have every reason to suffer what you are suffering. Because your papa, your great-grandpapa, great-grandwaiting covenanted you to that deity. Covenanted you to that spirit. Covenanted you to that shrine. Covenanted you to whatever it is, the ancestral spirits. Therefore, he must control you. He's accusing you that you belong to him. But I hear that Savior say, thy strength indeed is small.
Child of weakness,
what shall bring?
Find
in me, thy love in
hallelujah.
Jesus paid it all.
Up to him,
let it all. Crimson stone, he was his bride. There's no more condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. That's why he gave the ordinance of water baptism. He said we should go and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Save from two things. Save from the condemnation that is coming upon this world on the day of the Lord. And save from the powers of the enemy. The best thing that can happen to a human being on earth is to be in Christ. I am a marketer of Jesus Christ. Come and test and see. Test it and see. Test and see, you will not regret it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The accuser of the brethren will accuse you. You murderer. You that did this. You will commit abortion, tire. You will do this. You will do this. You will do this. And you are jumping up and saying, Jesus has set me free. What is the evidence? Hallelujah. When you enter that water and you come out, rejoice, because according to the law of salvation, that blood covers your sin, washes away every iniquity by that covenant. You identify with what happened on the cross on Calvary. See how important it is. Devil knows this, a Christian that don't know, that you are jumping up and down and looking for pastors to pray for you. It's because of ignorance. You even pay money to people to buy to pray for you. It's out of ignorance. And then, because you don't even know about the cross, you go to Babalawo, who said they are prophets. And you go and buy their juju items. Their juju items include anointing water. Include anointing handkerchief. Include anointing oil. Include anointing shirt. Include this. They are Babalawo items. Hey! What did Jesus say before he gave up the ghost? It is finished. And he gave us power to cast out devils. We have power to cast out devils. You will pick up any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. Bless you. You will lay hand on the sick shall recover. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, my background, I had a meeting. I traveled 45 years ago. 45 years ago, I joined the military. Nigerian Military School in Zaria, the first day. 45 years after, all our mates have retired now from the military, and we produce the highest number of generals any set has ever had, 37 generals. And then they organized that we should come together, we have a need to thank God. And we were all anxious to see 45 years after, how do we look like? And then somebody asked me, what is your secret? Why are you looking like this different from so many of us? No be money. They have money more than me. They are general. They have been commanders here and here and everything. They have money more than me. But I seem to have peace more than them. Oh, glory be to God. So they ask me why I'm happy. So I just tell them why. Because
my sins are gone.
My sins are gone.
When I
hey!
Suffer, when I meet the scoffers,
who ask me where
they I say, my sins are gone.
My sins are gone. My sins are gone. They thought that my sins are gone. And I know if Jesus will come today, I will be with him. Not because I'm a pastor. There are pastors that will go to hell. Nobody goes to heaven because of the ministry he holds. Oh, glory be to God. There are pastors that are fornicators. There are pastors that are witches. So I'm not talking because I'm pastor. Hallelujah. But it is because at the cross where I first saw the light and my blood
of my heart
rolled away.
It was there.
Oh, it was there. I faith I received my soul and now it was there by faith I received my sight. I am blind before. Sight for what? Sight to see sin. There are some people that don't have eyes to see sin. If you have eyes, you see sin. Ah! Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
Say,
a wretch like me, I was lost, but now I am found. I was blind. I was blind now. Hallelujah. If you know the evil of fornication, you will not fornicate. The evil of fornication, the repercussion of fornication is not STD. It's not sexually transmitted disease, HIV, AIDS. That is not it. Hallelujah. If the only problem of fornication is STD, can prevent now. If the only evil of fornication is unwanted pregnancy, there are too many things to deal with it now. Condom no day. Pill no day for the woman to take. Even if you enter, you can flush it out. Isn't it? That's not the evil of fornication. There is a spiritual dimension to it. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, that is the one that your eye never opened to see. When my eye opened to see that evil, when I see Percy, when not be my wife, I know where you want to finish me. Will you, he that joined to a harlot is one, Abby? People don't know that when a man and a woman join together in sexual union, All your problem become my problem, and all my problem will become your problem. If I suffer any cost, the cost will follow you. Oh, you don't know. If any problem, that is why when some marriage takes place, finish, certain battle will start. Because his problem become your problem, sister. Then now, see you now. You go sleep with this man or this girl. After go sleep with another one. After go sleep with another one. Go sleep. There is no fornicator that has a peaceful life. There is no fornication. The reason is simple. And I'm saying fornication because that is the one that Christians drink it like water. From the pulpit, they drink it like water. That's why there's no more life from the pulpit. Sinner will come to church. Can a sinner deliver a sinner? They say, when you come, they say, when you, even as you sit down like this, you don't look at them. You don't look. Which one will give lift when they go home today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The target. Then that one too, from there. Immediately they start to sing. He go run out here, they do like this, for this side. He said they find who will pick up. Inside church. So what did you benefit? My time don't go. I will continue Friday night. Praise the Lord. I declare this place solution ground for you in the name of Jesus. I say it again. I declare this place solution ground for you in the name of Jesus. My ministry is a ministry of restoration. Any ask, stand up, everybody. If you answer me, amen, very loud. Very loud. And the enemy has destroyed any aspect of your life, today it is restored in the name of Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. If you can answer me, amen, again. Can't you see that is why the enemy didn't want you to come here today? Hallelujah. Can't you see that is why the enemy didn't want you, a sister? A spirit is chasing a woman back. A woman is walking. And I'm understanding you are going to bride assembly. And the spirit is telling you to go back. Bring her out.
Somebody touched me. Somebody touched
me. If you can answer me, they know that if you come here, there will be restoration. That's why they are attacking her. Any aspect of your life, the enemy has destroyed. Receive restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a restoration God. He went to the cross of Calvary for our restoration. Redemption is restoration. And every true minister of Jesus Christ is a restoration minister. I am a restoration minister. If that person can answer me, amen. Okay, turn and face your back. Let that demon hear your amen very loud. Turn and face the altar again. Turn and face your back. Answer me very loud, amen, while you face your back there. And be in the spirit. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Any aspect of your life, spiritual or physical, financial, business, relationship, marriage or otherwise, that the enemy has tampered with, including your glory, your destiny, receive restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Who is it, Lord? Turn and face the altar. Any curse placed upon anybody, and he follow you to this place today, or you are watching me from wherever you are watching me, that curse is broken now in the name of Jesus. That curse is broken now in the name of Jesus. I said that curse is broken now in the name of Jesus. Oh, break it, Lord. The chain of stagnation that said your business will not move forward, your life will not move forward, that chain is broken today in the name of Jesus. If you can answer me, amen, to the four corners of this earth. You turn right and say amen. Turn right and say amen. Turn right and say amen four times. There's a crown that is hanging on somebody's head, but it has not come on your head. There's a crown that is hanging. You're supposed to wear that crown, but it is hanging. It has not come down, but see it very close to your head. Chief, is anybody here royal, what do you call it, like kingship, on the line of kingship? What am I saying? Any man like that? You are the crown prince. Something is stopping that crown. Something is stopping that crown. What am I saying, Lord? Crown. Whatever the crown of your glory, whatever that crown represents that has been hanging, you are supposed to wear it. It is hanging like that. It's still hanging. It's still hanging. Your glory that you should wear, and the enemy is withholding it, manifest now. It just hang. Today it is released in the name of Jesus. Please be in the spirit. Receive the glory that belongs to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive that glory belong to you. That glory. Who again? That glory belong to you. That glory belong to you. That glory. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yes, Lord. Receive that glory. It is your glory. It is your glory. It is your glory. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. Receive it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, great eternal spirit. Thank you, Jehovah. 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 Thank you, King of glory. Thank you, Father. Anybody here? Your glory is withheld somewhere. They collected your glory. Glory! Your glory. I restore it today in the name of Jesus. I restore it now in the name of Jesus. I will make this pronouncement. You answer me four amen. Turn in four different directions. Amen. Amen. Turn and say amen. Amen. And it will be over. Is there anything God cannot do? Who has the final say over your life? ones who came here today, I am making, it's a prophecy. You collect, your life will change. I'm speaking by God's grace upon me. I am mandated to do what I am doing, to restore the glory of God's people. Nobody gets connected to this ministry and your life no go better. I boast with it, and your testimony will confirm it in the name of Jesus. From the four corners of the earth, with very loud four amen in those four directions, turning right, 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 wherever the expectation you are expecting, believing God for all this while, whether it is expectation of a breakthrough, favor, contract, a document, wherever it is, as you answer me amen now in four directions, your expectation shall locate you as you live here today. In the name of Jesus. Turn. Turn again. Turn. Turn. Sister, come. Come and shake me. The Lord wants to do something for this woman. Just shake me and see my God.
Change.
Father, I thank you. Take over, Papa, her life. Let the Holy Ghost finish with her. Are you ready? As you turn the four corners of the earth, whether the fruit of the womb you look for, whether the job you look for, employment, a contract you look for, any favor, whether na visa they look for, na passport they look for, na your document they look for, wherever you are under the influence of my voice, as you answer me amen in four corners, your expectation shall locate you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn! 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 Finally! Use your hand and worship the Lord. Hallelujah.